بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Assalamu alaikum viewers. The topic of today's program is my personal favorite. Dreams. Dreams are called al-ruya in Arabic and khab in Farsi and Urdu. Dreams are related to sleep, which is called nawm in Arabic. One third of the life of an individual is spent in sleeping. In Quran, sleep is mentioned in various places. For example, in Ayatul Kursi, and Surah Naba, and Surah Rum, Quran refers to sleep as minor death. So now coming back to our main topic, which is dreams. I can assure you that you will find this program to be one of the most interesting ones, inshallah. In a regular English dictionary, dreams are defined as a series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during sleep. Today, we will focus on this topic from the Islamic perspective, according to the teachings of Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. Inshallah. So in our next segment, let's learn a little bit about what Islam says about dreams. About dreams. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, there are three types of dreams: glad tidings from Allah for the believer, ominous dreams from Satan, and muddled dreams, Al-Kafi. The dreams can be divinely inspired, or Rahmani, or they can be muddled dreams, which are called Azghazul Ahlam. Rahmani dreams are sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through which some message is delivered to the follower. They are of two types: one, that do not need any interpretation, and the other, where interpretation is required. The muddled dreams, or azghazul ahlam, are also of three kinds, because their aim is either satanic thoughts, to hurt or frighten the dreamer, or to lure him to indulge in evils prohibited by religion, or thirdly, it might reflect the thoughts already in the mind of the dreamer. For example, he fights in a dream with one of his enemies. Interpretation of dreams. The method of interpreting dreams is that first, one should examine one's own condition. Dreams depend on the spiritual status of the person. During sleep, the soul is taken to the higher realms. The pure soul makes better connections and have better chances of learning. Sometimes dreams are not clear. In that case, an authentic scholar may be consulted for guidance. Most dreams are seen in the last third of sleep, which is the morning time. If taqwa or piety exists, then the dreams become purer and better. For interpretation of Rahmani dreams, one method is to refer to the traditions of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. Some suggest to refer to the Quran. For example, if someone dreams of proclaiming the call for prayer or azan, it is a Rahmani dream, and that means the dreamer would perform Hajj in accordance with the wording of the following verse from Surah Al-Hajj. A stone is interpreted as hardness of the heart, and the eating of carrion is interpreted as backbiting. Tranquil, comforted people see true dreams. Sometimes messages are given. Also, sometimes messages come from Barzakh, from Marhumin. Seeing a Masoom in a dream is indicative of a true dream, as Shaitan cannot disguise himself as an infallible. Sometimes the dreams are meaningless, merely a replay of what happened during the day. Glad tidings in dreams. The Holy Prophet has said, with regards to Allah's verse in the Quran, "For them are glad tidings," this is in reference to the good dream which a believer has, and which gives him good news in this world. Al-Kafi. The Holy Prophet has also said, "No remnants of prophecy remain today in people's lives, except glad tidings." When asked what glad tidings were, he replied, "True dreams." Bahar al-Anwar. Imam al-Raza said, "When the Prophet used to wake up in the morning, he used to first ask his companions, 'Are there any good news?'" Meaning any good dreams. Al-Kafi. One should try to have a positive approach in life. Interpreting the dreams positively result in goodness. You think well and it goes well for you. Also, it is recommended that dreams, should they be shared, should be shared with a mu'min, someone who is your well-wisher, or it may instigate jealousy. The Prophet has said, "When any of you sees a good dream, then go ahead and interpret it and inform others of it. And if you see a bad dream, then neither interpret it nor inform others of it." Kanz al-Umal. The Holy Prophet said, "A dream should only ever be related to a believer who does not harbor jealousy or wrongdoing." Al-Kafi. For example, Prophet Yusuf's dream regarding the prostration of the sun, the moon, and the stars. Though it was a true dream, Prophet Yaqub stopped him from sharing it with his brothers, as he feared it would instigate jealousy among them. Next, we'll move on to our next segment, which is story time. Story time. In this section today, we will share with you some short stories regarding dreams. Dreams that have made an impact in the real world and have become a part of our history. In a very interesting lecture conducted by Agha Haider Shirazi on the topic of dreams, he narrated the following story from his teacher, the respected Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi. Once there was a Hauza student who was very poor. He lived in a one-bedroom residence with his mother. His living conditions were so modest that he merely had one light bulb hanging from the roof. The students studied in a format where every day after coming back from school, he used to memorize the lesson learned that day and read ahead for the lesson to be taught on the following day. One day, due to some commitments, he could not study in his scheduled time, so he decided he would stay up late and finish his homework. But what he realized was that his mother had already slept, and if he switched on the light in the house, he might disturb her. So instead of doing that, he decided that he'll go unprepared for that following day. When he woke up the next morning, however, he was very surprised because he felt as though he had been studying the entire night. He not only knew his own lessons well, but knew them better than any previous lesson that he had learned. Due to the goodness of his deed towards his mother, he was blessed in the night, and his lessons were taught to him in his dreams. Subhanallah. Ayatollah Muhammad Ali Araki was very fond of performing ziyarats of the Masumeen. He used to visit the holy shrine of Imam Raza in Mashhad very frequently. In those times, it used to take up to 24 hours of tedious bus drives to reach Mashhad. And sometimes, when he was unable to get a seat in the bus, he would bring a bucket with him, place it upside down, and sit on it uncomfortably for the entire journey. But nothing would keep him from making this holy trip. With his passion and commitment, he performed around 85 ziyarat trips to the holy shrine. After he passed away from this world, on the second day of his burial, his son saw him in a dream. Upon inquiring if all those ziyarat trips did him any good, he smiled to his son and said that the Imam had visited him more times in the 2 days than the number of times he had visited him in his life, and he had performed 85 trips. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, what a beautiful story. Dreams can be a source of glad tidings for true believers. Therefore, we must try to improve our spiritual status to become worthy of receiving true dreams. Dreams cannot be taken as hujjat. They are indications and can guide. Certain dreams are induced by shaitan. So we need to beware that shaitan also worshipped for about 6,000 years. And according to Imam Ali, each of those years are the years of their hereafter, then they're going to be multiplied by 50,000. Now that's a lot of effort, and certain accesses have been acquired by him. Our taqwa and piety are the greatest tool to keep him away. Always interpret your dreams positively. If unclear, consult a learned mu'min, an authentic scholar. We keep using the term scholar, as receiving guidance from those who are not worthy of the status can be most damaging for our success. If it's a bad dream, ignore it. Don't share it. Give sadaqah and hope for the best, inshallah. With that, we conclude our program. Take care of yourself and those around you. Until next time, Allah Hafiz.